contagious diseases, previous page, next page, foster carers, and everyone who works with children, have a duty of care to provide a safe environment for children, which includes protection, as far as is reasonably possible, from contagious diseases and infection. The guidance here instructs foster carers about how to keep children safe from infection. Personal protective equipment, PPE. PPE should not be worn when having day-to-day contact with a child, e.g. playing with a child. When cleaning items such as toys and equipment, carers should wear household cleaning gloves, e.g. Marigolds. If dealing with blood or bodily fluids of someone who has an infection, or if there is a risk of splashing, e.g. from a nosebleed or from cleaning up body fluids, carers should wear single-use disposable gloves and single-use disposable plastic aprons. Gloves should be marked as single-use and meet British Standard N455, European Normalization. Face protection, such as surgical mask and goggles, glasses, should be considered if a poorly child is vomiting or if there is other risk of splashing. These items should be purchased and stored for when they are needed. Hands should be washed before and after using PPE. Cleaning the home. All foster homes are expected to be kept clean. It is understood that homes may not always be exceptionally tidy because children tend to play and create mess. However, this is not an excuse for having a home that is not clean. Skirting boards, hard floors and surfaces should be wiped clean regularly. Carpets and other soft surfaces should be vacuumed and kept clean. The home should also not have an unpleasant odor, even if there are pets in the home or if the child is struggling with bedwetting or other similar issues. Filters for vacuum cleaners should be emptied and cleaned regularly. Clothing and linen should also be washed regularly at recommended temperatures, with clothing detergent. Food and kitchen hygiene. Food safety hazards can be microbiological, chemical or physical in nature, and foster carers must ensure that food that is stored, prepared and/or eaten should be safe to eat. Food that is stored in the fridge or freezer must be kept at the appropriate temperature, and guidance for that particular type of food should be followed. Food which is heated must also be heated to the recommended temperature, for that type of food, in order to prevent the growth of pathogenic organisms or the formation of toxins. Food that is heated must be cooled quickly and safely before being served to children. Carers with babies must also carefully follow storage and heating instructions for formula milk. Attending school. Going to visit the doctor or other visits. Carers must consult with school and/or the doctor's office in order to ascertain if a poorly child should stay home or if they can attend the premises. Infected people must follow isolation procedures if directed to do so by the GP or by current NHS guidelines. Visitors to the fostering home. Carers should ensure that visitors to the home maintain the expectations regarding hygiene and cleanliness that are expected for others in the home. People who have symptoms of illness should be asked to not come to the home until they are recovered. Visiting other premises. All premises that are attended by children should be clean and hygienic. When children are engaging in activities that may require them to become messy or play in dirt, e.g. playing in the park, appropriate and sensitive steps should be taken to return to the child to a clean state as soon as possible afterwards. Recording.